But then later on, he also says that thinking mind and excited mind, are still issues. And in my notes, I have a gross excited mind is when you lose the eye.
Yeah, so I'm not quite sure about that because we haven't really gotten there yet, as I understand it. So, Lamalot basically asked that question last week, and Geshe-la said, we'll get to that later.
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm not quite sure because I think your logic is sound. I mean, that matches up with my understanding too. So hopefully more shall be revealed.
Okay.
Elise, you had your hand up.
I have a question. I still get mixed up with this gross and subtle thinking mind and excited mind.
Yes. Yeah, so does anybody want to give what the definitions for those are?
Well, I'll say what I have written down here, but I'm not sure how correct it is. But excited mind, the gross excited mind, is you just lose the object completely.
Right. That's through thinking of something to which you're attached.
Okay. So
you're thinking of something to which you're attached and you lose the object.
Okay. And a subtle one is you see the object, but your mind wanders off.
So the object is steady and clear. Sorry, that's sinking. Sorry.
Okay.
So you don't lose track of it. You don't lose track of the object for subtle excited mind, but you're divided. Your attention's divided. You're seeing two things at once.
Oh, okay.
So you're still on the object. You haven't lost it, but simultaneously, there's also something else.
That's what he was talking about when you're walking with your friend and you're talking to your friend, but you're also looking at the path.
No, that's introspection.
Oh.
That's the idea of how you can keep your mind on the object, you know, while you're doing the meditation, okay. But also be paying attention to whether or not you're keeping your mind on the object.
The example that he used for this one was like you're seeing something underneath ice. So you can see both the ice and also the thing underneath the ice.
Oh, okay.
So you have your mind on the object still, but you might be distracted. So, like, for me, I think about if I'm counting breaths, and I don't lose track of the count, but I'm really still reviewing the grocery list at the same time.
Gotcha. Now, the thinking mind is actually even a little more difficult for me to really get, and I've been really trying to get these things, and it's difficult. So the gross thinking mind, the object is not clear, but it's stable.
Exactly.
So you're seeing it like it's fuzzy, like you've got Vaseline on your glasses or something?
I don't know exactly about that, but I mean, there's probably a lot of ways it could be unclear, that being one of them, right?
Okay.
But you're still steady with it, you
okay.
know? So, yeah, I mean, I think the way you said it was perfect, Elise.
So then the subtle thinking mind, it's when you see it, it's clear, but you just can't hold it in your mind?
So it's steady and clear. You know, it has both of those aspects. So it's steady and it's clear.
Okay. All right.
But the force of your attention isn't as strong. That's like loosened up. It's less intense. They also use the term brightness. And I also read that, you know, it's very hard to put this one into words, but that this one is very important to understand once you get further down, you know, further to a higher number stage. This is very important.
I've got time. Thank
well,
you so much.
Yeah. And so I don't know if you heard that, you know, there are some notes that are posted on our website, and I included those definitions there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're posted on the calendar entry for the review sessions.
Thank you so much.
And I'll try to update them. I can't promise every week. That's my goal, but every couple of weeks, if I can't make it every week, I'll try to update them with new things. And I tried to print them in such a way so that if you wanted, you could add to them yourself too. So
we just go to the calendar, click on this class.
And click on the review session, which is a separate entry.
Review session. Okay. Thank you so much.
It's quite an amazing document. Amazing.
Okay. So why does it matter that we can know what these things are that Elise was talking about? The gross and thinking mind and the gross and subtle thinking mind and the gross and subtle excited mind.
Geshe said we just really need to recognize it so we know when they're happening and then we can apply the antidotes.
Excellent. Yeah, that's what I understand. Yeah. Okay, so we've only got a couple more minutes, but maybe we could just do a little refresher of, does anybody want to take on what are the names of the first four stages? That's how much we've covered so far.
Can we cheat?
However you all want to do it. I mean, the idea, so, you know, like Geshe said, this is our, you know, debate courtyard equivalent, and so we just want to keep hearing it over and over and over and over again, right?
So the first one's inner placement, and the second one is continual placement. Third one is patch-like placement. I can't remember the fourth one.
Excellent.
Close
placement. Yeah.
Close placement.
Right. Okay.
Very good.
And so in stage number one, Geshe was talking about for each of these stages sort of what the new experience is. Does anybody remember what the new experience is for the first stage?
You think you're having a lot of thoughts.
Yeah. Right. So you become aware of your thoughts. It seems like you're having more, but that's not really true. You're just aware of them, right? Okay. And for the continual placement, stage two, what's the new experience there?
You get a break from your thoughts.
Yeah. Your thoughts take a rest. Exactly. Yeah. And what's the new experience for the third stage, the patch-like placement?
You lose the object occasionally?
That's true, but that's not what Geshe's been calling the new experience. But yes, that's absolutely right, Neely. You understand what's going on there.
Is it that you can finally control you can realize you can control your thoughts, they're blocked, they're taking a rest?
So it's along those lines. It's that you recognize right away when you start to wander.
For experiences, you recognize you're wandering immediately. Is that the way you would state it?
Yeah, right away. Yeah. I don't know if immediately, that might be correct. I'm just not positive about that word, but that might be right. Yeah. Because, I don't know anything more about this than you guys. I've just tried to compile the notes, so I don't want to come across like I'm the expert on this. I'm just the one in charge of reading it. Okay, and so...
So we can say quickly, maybe, instead of immediately, maybe quickly might be more correct?
Yeah, I think that's right. And immediately could be correct. I just haven't heard that word, you know. Okay, and so in the fourth stage, the close placement, what's the new experience there?
You don't lose the object.
Excellent, that's it. Yeah? Okay, so now back to stage one. Well, first off, does everybody know what the four mental engagements are, like what we're talking about there?
I was going to ask that question because I don't know that I have them all.
That's the power of knowledge.
That's the six powers.
Okay. Oops.
Yep. So there's six powers and there's four mental engagements. So, and these are all in those notes that I'm sorry y'all don't have access to yet, but you haven't gotten it. Yeah. So the four mental engagements, I've seen lots of translations, but I think Geshe likes these. And that's a little star I can put here, which is that, I've done my best to use the translations I think that Geshe prefers, but I've probably made mistakes. So some of these terms might change. So I'm sorry if you memorize it one way and then we change it. But right now, the way I understand the four mental engagements is tight placement, interrupted placement, uninterrupted placement, and effortless engagement. And so those are spread out across the nine stages. So Stage one and two share tight placement. Because we're having to work so hard to try to stay on the object. And then in stage three, what do you think we call that one?
Uninterrupted?
That's coming up, but before there's uninterrupted, we have...
Intermittent?
Interrupted.
Right, yeah. Intermittent or interrupted, but I think Geshe-la prefers interrupted. And then in stage four, which one do we have?
Uninterrupted engagement.
Still interrupted. We haven't progressed yet at stage four. Okay, so is this useful going like this?
So tight focus is stage one and two.
Right.
Interrupted focus is stage two and three.
No, one and two is tight.
Okay.
And three and four are interrupted.
Three and four.
And actually beyond, but
okay.
Not to confuse things. And I did a chart showing it both ways. I did a chart that went stage by stage, and I did a chart that just showed, you know, four to four engagements, which stages, because I know people learn different ways, and I wanted it to be helpful. So.
Turkey line. It's very helpful. Do you want to print it out, your notes? This is Patrick. You were asking if this is helpful.
Okay. Then I'll go a little further to finish with them. So in stage one, David already alluded to the power. There's six powers. And they go across the nine stages. So what is the power for stage one?
Knowledge and review?
Yeah, well, just the knowledge. So the power of knowledge and the power of knowledge from hearing in particular, right? It's not all knowledge. It's the knowledge we get because we've listened to someone who knows what they're talking about. So it's the power of knowledge from hearing. Okay, and so for stage two, does anybody know which power that is?
Power of contemplation.
Exactly. And stage three?
Mindfulness.
Yeah, the power of mindfulness. Mm-hmm. And how about for stage four?
Introspection.
Yeah. Still mindfulness, right? Introspection's coming up next, Payment. You got that right. Yeah. Okay. And there's just a couple more things that we could cover here. I think Geshe-la might flesh these all out more, but for right now, in stage one, he's talked about the sign that you know when you've completed it. Can you remember what he said shows that you've sort of mastered stage one?
You can count 21 breaths.
Sorry, I didn't hear the question.
When did you master stage one?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, Patty, when you can count 21 breaths without distraction. And what has he said is the sign for stage two that you've mastered that one?
You can experience the space
between you do one mala of Omani.
One mala.
So, Elise, you're right that you do, like, have that rest and you experience that. But when you've actually completed it is, yeah, when you can... hold your mind on the object as long as it takes to recite one mala of Mani mantras.
Oh, okay.
And in one of the books that I read, they said, you know, so that's about a minute to put it in, you know, time. And Geshe-la has said it's absolutely fine to use a stopwatch, right? You know, have the stopwatch running and you can look down when you lose focus and see how long you've been going, you know.
Yellick is here.
Oh yeah, please have a seat. It's gonna maybe need to turn on a little bit light.
Good morning, Tamasi. Hello, Pati, Hemat, Pandiji. Hello, Karen. Hello, Chukila. Hello, Karen.
Hello.
Oh, yes,
yeah, like, good evening, Hamula. Good evening, Denise.
Yes,
good evening, Bodhisattva Patrick. And good evening, Joanna. Oh, yeah. Good evening, Elise.
Good evening, Geshe-la.
Good evening, Neely.
Good evening, Geshe-la.
Good evening, Julie. Good evening, Adriana. Only see half of your nose. Good evening, David.
Good evening.
So every class, David is going to fly all the way, all of us, all the way to enlightenment. Ready, always ready. Oh, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening,
Alex. I think Alex is still there, so he's already enlightened many years ago. did Chukila say that the quiz is going to be intensified?
Yes, Geshe-la.
Yeah, Hamula, for me, there's some prayer.
Let's start with the prayer. Gosum Grupe Gone Chatelo Nye Sham Yi Tu Chepin Malu Tomene Sadi Tun Tam Che Shad Ke Pa Ge Wa Nam La She Yi Rang Kor Wa Ma Tom Bar Du Le Ju Ne Dro La Che Ki Ko Lo Kor Wa Dang Da Jen Yen An Jan Chu Chen Po Lo. Sa Ji Pe Ki Chu Shing Me Tog Tam Li Chao.
Om Guru Ratamadalakam Niryatayani.
Sanje Chodan Sanje Chodan La Chanjo Pano Lanne Chodan Bhagye Chishin Dime Asamon Jiyan Dola Tiji Sanje Ndomarajo Sanje Chodan Sanje Chodan La Chanjo Pardo Dane Chanjo Dage Chishin Jive Asunam Jan Dola Pej Sanje Nova Jom Sanje Chada Soje Chonam Chanjo Pardo Dane Chanjo Dage Chishin Jive Asunam Jan Dola Pej Sanje Nova Kangya tuze yeso ne tawa tamja mawe se tabe chun ne teze wa kodam te la cha tse. Ya. Oh yeah, then so nine stages of colonizing vegetations, some of the vegetations. Oh. First stage,
don't be shy.
Inner placement.
Inner placement, first one. Cause, second one.
Continual placement.
Very good. Third one.
That's like placement.
Fourth.
Close placement.
Very good. So that's how we, so far we cover fourth.
Yes.
Yeah. So make sure that we are not stuck here. Of course, you know, like calm mind, peaceful mind, mental well-being, these are all results. These are all the results of, you know, doing karma-binding meditations. The ultimate result, according to Master Shantideva, so karma-binding produce special insight, vipassana. Karma-binding produce vipassana, special insight. Allows you to see something extra that you haven't seen before because lack of mindfulness. Or maybe not able to keep your mind on one single object long enough. That's why not able to go beyond whatever appears, not able to go beyond. What is beyond? That's ultimate truth. Ultimate truth. Oh. Why is it important to go beyond conventional reality and to experience ultimate realities? Because all the afflicted mind, all the delusions powered by self-centric mind, ego, self-grasping mind. It's really hard. It's hard to eliminate delusions. That's ultimate. Hard to eliminate delusions without having strong mindfulness. What happens if we are not mindful, then we react right away. Every situation that we encounter, we react without a second thought. So then life becomes difficult, very difficult. Everything becomes difficult. So the mindfulness is the key. So it's hard to eliminate delusions, you know, without mindfulness. Even like stopping them temporarily, mindfulness is needed. Without mindfulness, I don't think you can even stop them temporarily. But rooting them out, so you need special insight. Vipassana is the result or byproduct of karma binding. So, Shinya Rabdu Dimbel Hadong is what, that's what Shantideva said. Shinya Rabdu Dimbel Hadong is Nimon Nambar Joba Shia Chenis Puma Shinya Tachas. Therefore, Shantideva suggests that we must achieve karma-binding in order to root out all the delusions from our mind streams. So, or if the delusion is not your concern, so your concern is only like, oh, temporary calm mind, peaceful mind, so then, temporary calm mind, peaceful mind, physical well-being, mental well-being is the result of, you know, like karma-binding meditation. You will achieve those results. But rooting out delusions, that's going to be hard. So therefore, first we are learning here, we are trying to educate ourselves. What is karma-binding meditation? Here we are just learning. What is karma-binding meditation? How many stages? Why there's no like a will to meditate or will to meditate? Why we become lazy, you know, there's many difficulties. So why I don't do karma-binding meditation, maybe you don't see the benefit of karma-binding meditations. Or maybe you don't have a faith in benefit of karma by the meditation, maybe you don't have faith. Therefore, you don't have interest. You know, if you don't have interest, more likely you are not going to put any effort. Not just effort, you are not going to put effort happily, you know. So, in order to challenge laziness, first you have to see the benefit of karma body meditation's benefit. Oh, then you may have interest. So then maybe more like you are going to put some effort. So that's how you overcome from laziness, okay? So then, you know, inner placements, continuum placement, so then patch-like placement, so the close placements, these are the four stages. What kind of experience you gain in the first stages?
Being aware of your thoughts.
Oh, recognizing your thoughts. So even though you may think, oh, maybe now I'm having more thought, not true. Because simply before you are not aware of your thought. Thoughts are already there, but you are not aware. Now you are making some progress that you are aware. You're aware. So that's why you're experiencing recognizing your thought. Okay. If you think that you are having more thought, that's trick. The mind is tricking. That's not true. So you have new experience, you are recognizing them. That's why you feel like there's more thought. Actually, there's no more thought. Same amount of popcorn you are putting into microwave. You are not putting more. The same amount of popcorn. Anybody watching on the YouTube?
Yes, so there are three people on YouTube.
Okay, good evening, Buddha Dharma Sangha. Three people. So out of six powers, so which power helps you to achieve the first stages? Which power?
Power of knowledge.
Oh, very good. So that makes me happy. So people ask. Very good. Power of knowledge. How long you can stay on object? How long in the first stages?
You can say mantra 21 times without losing the thought, the mantra.
Oh, breathing. 21 breathing. Breathing in and out 21 times without distractions. So that is like you achieve the first stages. But you know, so like you can stay on the object very long. Don't get discouraged. That's the part of the process. It's not like that you are doing something wrong. No, first stages you can only be on the object like a few seconds. Okay. Challenge. What kind of challenge we face when we're trying to meditate, when we're trying to practice nine stages? First stages, what kind of challenge?
Sinking an excited mind.
Oh, very good. Thinking excitement, but very good. So, So Thinking mind. What is thinking mind? What is excitement mind? What is thinking mind?
An excited mind is when you're not on the object, and a thinking mind is when it's even worse. You're not on the object.
Oh.
Thinking mind is kind of like dull or sleepy, and excited is them just being attracted to some other object.
Oh, very good, very good. Oh, very good. Quiz on 101 is more difficult than quiz on group. So monastery, so when you try to enter into the debate class, you have to go to the abbot with a group, go to one by one with a group. So then there's like some kind of oral exam that you have to recite some text. If there's like 50 monks together, so you get away by moving your lips. So then, especially if there's a reincarnated lama in your group, much easier because they take easy, the abbot will take easy. So if there's no reincarnated lama, so if there's just ordinary monks, so then it'll be relatively harder, but make sure that you don't go in front of the row. So make sure that you stay behind the row. So it's not 101. It's just joking. So that part is not joking. Actually, that happens. So anyway, we are doing very good here. Thinking mind and excitement mind. Excitement mind could, you know, like get excited or not excited as a Okay, so there's two types, wandering mind, excitement mind. Why excitement mind specifically mentioned here, not wandering mind? So that's why I told Chukila that this now is going to be intensifying. It's going to get detailed. So maybe I didn't explain that well in the first place. Excited mind usually caused by some sort of attachment, you know, so like you might get wanderers because of like remembering something attractive. Okay. Excited mind. So there's like frequent, very frequent and very often. And period-wise, it will last long time, you know. Wandering mind could get wander out of ignorance, anger, attachment. Wander. Or like mind could be wandering about six perfections, practice of six perfections. Mind could get wander about lamrim meditations. But it's not frequent. It's not frequent. It doesn't happen very frequently. It doesn't last very long unless you have a lot of experience. So that's why it doesn't mention in the Kama by the meditations, even though your mind gets wandered about how to help or how to do things for people, maybe about practice, about recitation, all of that, you know. So this is mentioned here. It's not very often, it's not very frequent, it doesn't happen many times, you know. That's why it isn't mentioned here. So then how about wondering about out of anger? That's also not very frequent. It's very frequent, so then our life will be finished soon. So it's not frequent, it happens, but then like time-wise, it doesn't last very long. Because we cannot afford energy to maintain that kind of destructive emotions, it happens quick and it doesn't last very long because there's not enough energy to continue that kind of method. Okay. All the rules of challenge now, excitement mind, thinking mind. Thinking mind could cause by for many different causes, but one very obvious one is like the portion of food that you consume. Whatever we consume, not able to control the portions, so then makes cause like sluggishness in the mind, in the body. So then you meditate, come abiding, then your mind is going to sink, or your head is going to fall down, or your mind is going to sink, or you are going to fall back, or you're going to fall all the way down on your table. So then you remain there. Then you finish the rest of the 9 stages. So now, that's why, wandering mind get wander out of virtuous activities, out of anger, why these are not mentioned, specifically mentioned here on the excitement mind. These are not very frequent. The time-wise, it doesn't last very long. Excitement mind produced by attachments, mind get attached to attractive object. Then this goes on and on and on. You don't need much energy to let it continue. So it's very frequent. Easy to disturb. Anger and virtues did not easy to disturb. So cause some energy. Now, for the sake of knowing later, or if somebody asks why, so now you have like answers. So now, out of 4 mental engagement. So the first one is like produced by what?
That tight placement.
Oh, very good, very good. that's good. So now begin the sudden thinking mind. Sudden thinking mind. So if you don't remember, then nobody in the Vedanta class experienced sudden thinking mind. That's good news. Sudden thinking mind. Mind is stability. Stability is there, but the clarity is not there. Understand? That means your mind is on the object, but it's not lacking. The clarity is lacking.
Yes, was that gross or subtle?
Subtle thinking mind. Gross thinking mind. Sudden thinking mind, the clarity, stability, both of them there, but power, what do you call power, or I say power? Strong energy is not there. Now that's a little bit complicated. How you can tell when you hold something, if you're holding mala or glass, you know exactly, is it tight or is it loose? You don't have to lose the object. Not losing object doesn't mean it's tight. So you can tell how tight, that's kind of like power. Okay? Power. See, stability there, clarity there, but the power. So you can squeeze a little bit, Now you feel it's tight. Now you feel it's not really tight, it's kind of loose. That's how you can tell. Okay? Ooh. Make sense?
Well, how do you see power? I don't understand. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's okay. No need to be sorry, Mili. You have nothing to be sorry.
Geshe-la, they translate that term sometimes as retention. That's like how tight you hold something is retention.
Yeah.
And so does that help, Mili? Like how you retain the object?
So, Mili, here, look. Sometimes we say prayers. Prayers to Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, Lama Tsongkhapa, Lama Adisha. Once all of a sudden that you felt something, you really felt. It's like more vivid, same thing. Once all of a sudden you really felt something, wow, like, no, so make sense? Did you ever experience something like that?
Yeah, so it's kind of how you feel emotionally, like in your heart.
Exactly, like that. So something like that, you know. So usually we don't feel it every day, but you know, that means we are seeing all the signs, you know, like they say the Lama Tsongkhapa mantra, one day all of a sudden you feel something, you feel something that it's hard to explain. You felt something. You felt something deep. So that's energy. That's the power. Power that you, that moment you deeply connected. Like that. Same like object, you know, object that, so it's not that, not that, not that kind of like feeling. Then that's not
right.
That feeling. So,
So you visualize the object and then you feel the object. You can feel it, like the connection to the object.
You feel the object, the connections is more vivid. It's more vivid than just idea. Just more vivid. All of a sudden, felt something. You could call it blessing. Felt something, really felt like, you felt connection. You felt the connections. Make sense? It's not something you are saying new thing. You are saying all the time. But sometimes you felt something. That's the connections. So it's more like authentic, organic, vivid. So that's kind of like not just seeing the object, it's not just seeing object kind of clearly, but the power is not there. Power is not there. So the power is not there. So that, you know, so if there's no enough power, so then what happens? Then, of course, leg up or then, head start to go down. So,
that makes a lot of sense, Geshe-la. Thank you. Yeah.
Something like that. I'm not sure how you can explain like that. Holding. You can't really tell. Am I holding very tight or loose? You are the only one who can tell. It's tight. It's very tight. Loose. It's very loose. Tight. So something like that. Clarity and visibility. Visibility and the care, both of them. If you get losing up, you're more likely. Does it ever happen? Reciting Mani Mantra, all of a sudden, a nice, comfortable sofa, reciting Mani Mantra, all of a sudden, oops, drop. All of a sudden, you wake up. So that means, that's what it is. Okay, that's subtle thinking mind. Gross thinking mind. Stability is there, clarity is not there. Subtle thinking mind, both of them there, but there's not enough energy. Okay. So now the gross thinking mind. No, I'm sorry, growth excitement mind.
You lose the
object. Oh, very good. Then stop the thinking mind.
Your attention is divided. You still have the object, but there's also something else.
Very good. All of you, thumbs up. Very good, thumbs up. So far, thumbs up. Oh yeah. Now you need to do it. So now the in all this case you have to be mindful. If you are not mindful, there will be no introspections. Okay? My introspection is the result of mindfulness. Temper. Oh. So now when mind starts to think or wander, so you need introspection. You need to apply introspections. Introspection. So example that I use when you walk together in the park with your friends, you are aware of your friends, you're aware of the path. That's you are analyzing, about the introspection like that. Okay. So then second stage is, did my question intensify or no? Shukila?
Yes, they've intensified, Geshe.
So now the second stage is, second stage. Now I need to do the job. Continue placement.
Continual place.
So that, So continuous placements like achieved by rely on what kind of force?
The power of contemplation.
Oh, very good, wonderful. So then, out of like four mental engagement.
Tight placement.
Yeah, same. First stage is the second stage achieved by tight focus. Tight focus. Okay. Now you can stay on your like stability on the object, improve a little bit. Like now, before just second, on the object, just second there. So now, how long you can stay?
21 mani mantras. I mean, for one mala.
If you decide to say mani mantra, doesn't matter. Mani mantra could be tara mantra too. If you can say one whole mala tara mantra without distractions, so that's the kind of sign that achieve the second stages. First one, breathing 21 times without distractions, you finish the first stage. Second one, reciting Tara mantras without distractions, finish the second stage. Like that, not sure how long you can use like stopwatch and just track down your time. So that's the kind of like the length. So not sure how many seconds. So now I need to job. Still excited in mind, thinking mind is very much challenge, very much challenge, okay? So different between first stage and second stage, length of time on object. First stage is very short, second stage improve. That's the difference between first stage and second stage. Second stage, your mind can stay there longer than first stage. That's the difference between first stage and second stage, okay? Oh, So then second stage, what kind of experience you gain?
You can experience space between your thoughts.
Ooh. That's correct. But it has a special term, so that it is also said the meaning. But that's like resting your thought. Resting. Experience of resting your thought. Your thoughts are resting. Not popping up like popcorn in the microwave. It's not like popping up. It's like pop up like pop one. It's not like pop, 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 pop. It's not like that. So maybe it's like pop. Then after a few seconds, another pop. It's like that. It's not like everything like pop, 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 pop. Like, not like that. Before it's like that. Okay. That's called your thought are taking rest. Resting. Your thought is resting. You know? First stage is recognizing your thought. Second stage, now your thought are, you know, so now you experience space between thought. What that means there's space. Pop, few seconds, no pop. Then there's another pop. So that means space between thought. So that means your now thought is like become more mature or more mature or like, yeah, so it's just like resting. Your thoughts are resting. Oh. Then, so now the third stage.
Patch-like
yeah.
placement.
Yeah, patch-like placement. Oh. Out of like 6 fourths.
Power of mindfulness.
Oh, very good. Power of mindfulness. So you achieve, depending on the power of mindfulness, you achieve third stages. Out of like, 4 mental engagements.
Interrupted
placement. Huh?
Interrupted placement.
Oh yeah, so that cover like next 5 stages. Next five stages you achieve based on like interrupted, what is it called, engagement. Next 5, like from 3rd, 4th, 5th. Next three. Stage number 3, 4, 5. So that, you know, interrupt. It's not like continue, it's not continue, but your focus does get interrupted. It does get interrupted. It's not like, oh, your focus is not, it's not like, it doesn't get interruptions. So the reason, once you understand that, oh, maybe I'm not succeeding in the matrix. No. That's a part of the meditation, that's what happened. Don't think like, oh, there's some kind of problems. If you don't know, so then you think, oh, there's a problem. There's no problem if that's what happened. You know, like from stage number 1st, 2, little bit better. And 3rd, 4th, 5th, don't expect that your mind's going to be there for a long period of time. Your concentration will be interrupted by that. So don't think that you are doing something wrong. Okay, so that's the you have to understand. You have to understand that otherwise people may, you may end up blaming yourself. There's nothing. Okay, what is it? So number 3, 4, 5 achieve based on 4 mental engagement number. Engagement like interrupted. What do you call?
Interrupted placement, interrupted focus, interrupted engagement.
Yeah, so that's like the, maybe before the class, if you like wondering what terms, so then please ask Chukla to help. Oh. So then what kind of experience you gain?
You notice right away when your mind starts to wander.
Huh?
You notice right away when your mind starts to wander?
What else?
Well, then when you're aware, then you can fix it.
Number punctual exams. Maybe I didn't mention that. Like now, your thoughts are exhausted. Experience of your thoughts are exhausted. Exhausted. How you say in English, Chukla?
That's correct. Your thoughts are exhausted. Do you mean you've exhausted your thoughts? Like there are no more thoughts?
No. Like it's not like when we get exhausted, we are not going to be. It's like that. You can say there's no movement. There will be movement. So you know, it's not like. It's not just the resting. So now it's like much more longer than resting. You are kind of exhausted. That means like, you know, that doesn't mean you will never come back. You will come back, but not very often, because like once you exhaust, so what do? You take long rest. So, or you, at least like you don't move. Very exhaust, like, so there's what is called the proper way called in English?
I'm not really sure, because to say your thoughts are exhausted, I'm not sure if that's quite what you're saying, Mike.
That's what it says, the Lambim teaching?
Well, I thought it was that you recognize right away that your mind starts to wander, so I have that wrong.
So you can look at liberation palm of your hand, so there will be translation there. Okay, so there will be translation. Maybe in the end of the nine stages, maybe somewhere there, so should be somewhere there. But there's something new, so the number of times in them, so. Punctualism is exhaust, you are tired. Your thoughts get tired. So that's good, when thoughts get tired, thought doesn't move. Become less active. So that means better good news for you. When the thought gets less active, so that means less destruction. So, okay. Introspection is needed from the first stages. You have to be very aware whether your mind is going to sing or get excited. You have to be aware, you know. So you have to. The best thing you have to recognize them, okay. So now the difference between the first stage and second stage, length of the time on object. The first stage is very little. In the second stage is longer. Okay, there's a difference. Okay. So then difference between stage number three and fourth. Difference between. So wandering mind get wander. Stage number four, your mind get less and less. How do you say? Wander. No, and the third stage, difference between first stage, second stage. Let me repeat, difference between first stage, second stage is the durations on the object. No, on the highest stage, tubular durations. Yeah, duration on the object. Oh, so first stage, little, second stage, better, longer. Difference between third stage and fourth stage, mind wandering. More first stage, of course, then that includes first stage, second stage too. Third stage, mind get wander more. Fourth stage, mind get wander less. That's the difference between stage number three and stage number four. This, why Gishira is going very deep? So you need all the knowledge that's necessary you to succeed in Kamapada meditation. Even like completing first stage, second stage, third stage, fourth stage, no. You need to understand everything. Otherwise, you may get frustrated. You may stress out yourself, blaming yourself, not knowing what's happening. You need to know exactly what's happening. What's going to happen, what's happening now, after that, what's not going to happen. Oh, it's important, okay? Knowledge. Can you also now explain number four? Is it number four? Close placement, right? Close placement. So, that's very good. So now, that kind of finished review with the intensify questions. So from the stage, when you achieve the stage four, you will never lose object, So that's the unique about this stage number four. What's unique is like that you are from there, you are not going to lose object. So this stage number four is much better than compared to first three one. First three one, of course, you lose object, you know, here, there, so, and so then now we move to the stage number five, okay? So good news there, we are moving forward, not backward. So that's good news. This is a team effort. Huh? I want you to succeed. Oh, that's why I'm just, you know, repeating this again and again. So then your time is here, it's not rest. You know, so then next time you know exactly what to do, you know, when you come single for the meditation. Even though you are not losing your object, you know, there are still risks of thinking mind. You are not free from the dangers of thinking mind, the excitement mind. You are not free from there. Okay? You still need to be mindful. You still need to be mindful. Mindful about thinking mind, and excitement mind. Then number stage number first and second, you achieve based on the tight focus. Then the stage number three and fourth, you achieve on power of mindfulness. Okay? Power of mindfulness. So now, out of four mental engagement, first two is finished. Oh, so now, there's only two more left. Oh. Oh, now here, stage number four, so now the has a power of mindfulness complete. There's nothing to improve. The mindfulness reached to the fullest power. No, nothing to improve there. You know, till then, stage number one, two, three, mindfulness to improve. Now when you reach stage number four, so your mindfulness now complete. No, it's like it reached the
fullest level?
Yeah, it's reached the fullest level. There's nothing to improve. Then good news, very little mistake. Really is a mistake. Not just meditating, like doing anything, very little mistake. Your focus has been now developed. So you can focus. Now you can focus. Your mind is not going to get distracted because your mindfulness reached to the fullest level. Tell me, Tarasi, the thing is that you just on the same symptoms. Now the stage number five. Stage number five. Stage number five is what's called?
Controlled setting.
So Geshe-la, I was wondering if you like this one, because we've talked about different translations for this one. What about subdued placement?
That's next stage.
So five is subdued placement, and then six is pacifying.
Seven.
Thoroughly pacifying or complete pacification.
Oh yeah, go on. Now you do job. Do the job. Send the job. Yeah, what job was it? Two or three. What do you call the fifth?
Five I called subdued placement.
Oh, subdued placement. That sounds much better. Subdued placement, yeah. So then stage number fifth and sixth, you achieve from relying on the four engagements. What kind of engagement? Power of introspection. Power of introspection. So now need to subtract out of four engagements. Now three have gone. Three is gone. Now only one left. Power of introspection. You achieve number.
Geshe-la, aren't there six powers?
Yeah, six powers. So, power of knowledge, first stages. Power of contemplation, second stages. Then power of mindfulness, stage number third and fourth. So now, power of introspection, stage number five and six. Make sense? Okay, make sense? Oh yeah. So number is she wake up the same number do travel. She wake up the same number do travel. Same is mind. Nang do do means now the mind is completely inward, how is it? Not outward, it's not out, it's in. It's not out, it's in. So that like we are not used to experiencing that, so that now mind is like very much introverted. How is it the opposite? Out.
Extroverted is opposite of introverted.
Yeah, extroverted. Now mind is very much introverted. It's within. So then sometimes that, there's a risk it might cause like subtle thinking mind, because is like something to be aware, okay? So that means now the energy, as we explained, energy, so may get weaker. So there's something to be aware, okay? So what you need to do is you need to apply introspection, vigilantly, you need to apply introspection, because there's now risk, there's subtle thinking mind, cause a problem, subtle thinking mind. Not the gross thinking mind, because you are never going to lose your object. The the subtle thinking mind, okay? So then like the power of the introspection needs to be increased. So now like what kind of solutions did I have when my mind like is overpowered by subtle thinking mind? What kind of solution I have? Oh, you need to cheer up. You need to cheer up. Cheer up your mind. You need to cheer up. You could think about precious human life. You could think about that you have opportunity to do shamatha meditation. You are, so there's whatever ways you can kind of say, cheer up your mind, cheer up your mind. Or like, think like moonlight, sunlight, or bright light, number of things mentions. So if that doesn't help, time to get up, wash your face, or maybe have coffee, whatever you, or maybe take break, okay, don't push. Didn't say in Liberation Palm of your hand, but some other text mentioned. So stage number, gross thinking mind, gross excited mind is no longer a concern. Only the subtle, no gross. So now with that knowledge, next time when you look at this painting, makes sense. Okay. So now the gross thinking mind and gross excitement mind is no longer concerned. So only concerned that you should be concerned about thinking, subtle thinking mind, or the subtle thinking mind, and the gross thinking mind. Maybe during the stage number 4, you still need to worry about a gross thinking mind, gross excitement mind. Stage number 5. The gross thinking mind, gross excitement mind is no longer the concern when you reach the stage number 5. Okay? So this class is going very deep, depth as possible, for the sake of practice and the sake of knowledge, both of them. What time is now?
We have 20 minutes.
Yeah. Chukila, what is it?
Well, we had a question in the discussion before class. That at stage 4, you no longer lose the object, correct?
Yeah.
And so if you don't lose the object, how could you have gross excited mind? Because doesn't gross excited mind mean you lose the object?
Very organic questions. Answer needs to be organic now. Maybe that's a what is the liberation from yourself? Liberation from yourself.
I didn't find that in there.
Okay.
Either way. Yeah.
Maybe it's like not both of them. It's more like thinking mind. Thinking mind, not excitement mind. Yeah, not excitement mind. The gross excitement mind is gone. So you are 100% right. Maybe thinking mind. So even though in the text, maybe you know, there are some mistakes, you know, some mistakes. And one of my teachers, you know, like Kenzo Rinpoche, most of you remember Kenzo Rinpoche and his teacher, you know, so like three generations. So like well-known Lama, ex-abbot of the Silesian Monastery from Tibet, you know, now all departed a long time ago, even the reincarnated one is also like 25 years or something like that. So I remember that he said that no, even though you find a mistake in the text, that you are not allowed to fix it because it's very conservative in that case. So what happens, like, if you find mistake, you know, then you feel that then maybe then that kind of opens the door to fixing the text. So that is not allowed. You need to explain. When you find a mistake, then you need to explain to the student right there. So then of course, first of all, it's not easy to fix because it's all like wooden carving blocks, how you can fix. So they're not easy to fix, you know. So that's why he suggests that, you know, like, so maybe if you see in the book, I think there's like gross thinking mind, subtle thinking mind, gross excitement mind, and gross thinking mind. It's no longer a problem. So then probably should not, gross thinking mind should not be there. Probably that's probably a mistake. No, there should be only one gross thinking mind, not the gross excitement mind. Okay. So, but not allowed to fix. Because that's a part of my one of the kids of which is a teacher, you know, kids of the teachers, ex abbot. The Silesian Monastery mentioned that. So they opened the door that, you know, fix here, fix there, you know, so then there's a lot of different, you can't fix every single book. Some of his book has been published. Some just fix and not fix, then it get cause confusion. So better not to fix. I need to explain.
you mentioned earlier that in stage four,
you
know you've achieved this stage when you don't lose the object. So maybe that's why there is some gross excited mind in stage four. It's when you, after you achieve that stage four, then you don't lose the object. That's a sign that you've completed that stage.
Yeah, when you achieve the stage number four, so then your mindfulness is reach to the fullest level, so that's why you don't lose object. So there's
right.
No gross thinking or gross excitement, mind is gone.
Right, but so during, until you've completed stage four, you still have gross excited mind then, right?
No, when you achieve the four stages, stage number four, so then that's not, when I say when you achieve, that means you now already achieved the stage number four, so then no longer gross thinking mind there.
So when you say you've achieved it, you mean you're on the stage four, or you're just starting?
No,
that
doesn't mean you are practicing stage number four. There's a difference between practicing stage number four and achieving. You know, so practicing stage number four doesn't mean you finish. You accomplish stage number four.
Right. So if you're saying that, then that means you could still have gross excited mind then, because you're still practicing stage four. achieved it, you never lose the object.
That's a good question. So I'm not sure, like, yeah, but you're still practicing stage number four, but you can say that, you are in the stage number four. You're probably in the part of between stage number three and stage number four, but you are not, you are practicing stage number four, but you can say, you should say how many stages you accomplish. You could, you should say three, not three. So like, and even though you are walking on the stage number four, you can't say you are in the stage number four. If you are staying, if you are in the stage number four, then you no longer lose the object. If you're still losing after like stage number three, you're still trying to practice stage number four, you're still losing your object. So that means you are not in the stage number four. You are between stage number three and four. You are not in the stage number four.
So what's the sign that you've achieved stage four?
That means you no longer lose object. Yeah, so not like 1 minute or second, 1 minute or 2 minutes, not like that. So like hour, 3 hour, 4 hours, like say, seven times four, how much?
28.
It's 30. 20 is... yeah, probably like, I think 48. One day, how many? 24 hours. Isn't it tragic? Day, during the day, 12 hours. Night, 12 or 24 hours. Anyway, there's like few hours. If you can stay on the object, few hours, not just 5 minutes, 10 minutes, few hours. So then if you don't lose object, so that's kind of probably, then you achieve like stage number four. If you can stay on the object, few hours, not like, you know, few minutes here, there. So. Something like 7 hours. 7 hours. Like 7 hours on object. So that probably, if you don't lose object, you achieve the stage number four. 7 hours. So, I'm not sure, like something like that, but you have to lose the ledge exactly, but long period of time. Okay. So you could say you are practicing stage number four, but actually you are in what you accomplish is stage number three. So that's all you accomplish. So then when you don't lose object, then you could say, so I accomplished stage number four. So then from there, a gross thinking mind finish, no longer the concern. Huh? Yeah, so now what time is now? What time is?
About 10 minutes, guess what?
10 minutes?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Hello, Jordan. You have a lot of music instrument there. You sing a song? Hello, Helen. Hello, Mary. So now, probably, few minutes, maybe, yeah, so doesn't have to stop exactly 7:30, so probably that's enough for today, enough for today. So then, you know, please, all my friends, so, and I'm trying here at my home, so you also should try, you know, make time to meditate and meditate. Okay. So as I said, so before you do meditation, you breathe 9 times from both nostrils. You don't need to use your hand. This is different types of mind breathing meditation. Here, so refresh your mindset. You refresh your mindset, as I mentioned before. So you exhale from both nostrils. If you discover that your mind is disturbed by something, so you exhale forcefully. So then imagine that your disturbing mind is get out of your body and out of your house and out of the universe. Okay? Your mind is already neutral or positive, that's good. If your mind is neutral, so then you can just do 21. Each time when you inhale, count. That's one. Exhale from the both nostrils. Exhale, inhale, one. Exhale, inhale, two. So that's the technique that Fourth Dzogchen Lama mentioned in one of his texts to, it's kind of like refresh button on the computer screen. It's like here, you are kind of like it's like separating the dust and the water, something like that. So dust is like thought, different types of thought, like attachment, anger, jealousy, you know, like all the different kinds of thoughts. So to settle them, so there you do this 9 round breathing meditation, so that will kind of like as a rivatani backwards, it will clearly distinguish messy mind and clean mind, it clearly distinguish. So then you end up with clean mind is all neutral mind or clean mind. So then from there, so then of course, as I mentioned before, meditate on loving kindness and compassion and bodhicitta. So then from there, so then do focus meditation or shamatha meditation. Okay. So then the foundation has been well laid down for the meditation. You to succeed in the meditations, foundation has been well laid down. Refresh your mind. So then from there, meditate on loving kindness, compassion, loving kindness, recalling the benefit that you receive. Oh, so so then after the compassion, then after the bodhicitta, so then after that, you know, so then generate altruistic attitude. Well, that's what bodhicitta is mean. Bodhicitta is altruistic attitude. Then you get immense benefit. And your mind gets calm. Your mind will be calm and peaceful because it's filled with compassion. So just immense benefit. It will take care of all the sadness, all the mental problems. You know, bodhicitta will take care of all the sadness, all the mental problems, all the difficulties in the bodhicitta, because you become so big, your mind, heart becomes so big, and the little things, you know, doesn't bother us. So bodhicitta, okay, bodhicitta. So then after that, so then you do focus meditation. So focus meditation, okay? So I myself is trying here, but all my friends, so I hope there's a very purpose of learning this, come up by the meditation is to get some benefit out of this wonderful teachings taught by Lama Tsongkhapa 650 years ago, then way before that. So if we are really seriously thinking about how to keep our mind calm and peaceful, we need to focus and increase the power of mindfulness. That's the only way. There's no other medicines. Unfortunately, there's no medicine. There's nothing that helps boost your mindfulness. There's something that you can do. You can motivate. You can put effort. Put effort. That's the beautiful of being human. That you can learn. You can motivate yourself. That's why this life is so precious. Okay? So then you enjoy more calm mind, more peaceful mind. So when you reach the fullest level of the mindfulness, oh, then very little mistake. Little mistake means less problem. Less problem means more happiness. Oh. Okay? Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. And all of you have a wonderful night. And see you on Sunday or maybe next Wednesday. So from now on, the question is not going to be intensify. Also, Chukil also then, before the class, you help them to, you know, like, also please look at the liberation palm of your hands. So maybe tomorrow, if you feel better, so then please look at, so then, you know, like, help them. The stage number 3, what kind of experience, there's something to be think about, okay? What it says in the Lamrim teachings. So that probably needs to be clarified, or like, actually like, your thoughts are exhausted. Before that, you experience a space between thoughts. Just space, you know, so it doesn't say how long, but you know, it's like space. So now you are experiencing more than that, more than space. Maybe the duration of space is now expanded because now thought gets exhausted. So they are becoming now less active than very active.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't mean they are already dead. So they probably may come back, but you know they are exhausted. Okay. Well, yeah, thank you very much and have a wonderful night. So now Samula will do the dedications. And thank you, Chukila, everything that you're trying to help for this class. You know? So then all Domasi and everybody, so then Samula always, you know, like lead the prayers, you know, whenever we have class.
Gevadinududa Lama Sange Sugyunen Sowa Chichaluha Deisala Yeah, show. Kewa di dan tan cerap cungo, dusun sebe kewa tam ceki, ngawa gala cho tung apade, da se kewe sawa di kuncang, sampo che cerap cungo wari. Da di shine sa se kewa di, en dan doa kunda gampetang, epa che sun lo san da pai, and then you pour into the cell. On the railway, corporation candy, and on the one malusion when it cherries you want ten things that so eat. Shop the seat about to tank your cheek. John Ian, Allah Wang Shotu, our daughter, ten bar and sofa. Who's on get where death on the bell show? Thank Kunze do po te chok sun ku we le ven tu du. Pa dok so du je gen du jap ten sho. Om tari tu tari tu re so ha. 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 Om tari tu tari tu re so ha.
Oh yeah, good night.
Good night,
Geshe-la.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night,
Geshe-la.
Thank you.
Good night,
Geshe-la.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night, good night.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Great review. We all shine tonight because we've done review. So, see you all later.
Bye.